We have six colleges represented here, right? I wanted to be sure about that, because I know most of our audience wasn't here earlier for the fair, but I want to take a minute and mention each of them. We have Crawley's Ridge College, and we have a representative from that university. Each of these we have represented here. So we have one from David Lipscomb University, from Freed Hartman University, and from Heritage Christian. And so those are the four Christian colleges represented. And then we have representatives from the student centers, from churches in the area that have college groups, from the University of Kentucky. The North Lexington Church has a representative here. And also Todd and his wife Sheila are here from Glendale Church in Murray with the Murray State University. And so I want to be sure I didn't leave anyone out. But let me say we appreciate to those representatives that have traveled. Some of those came a pretty good distance, as you can hear from the names and the places. We thank you for coming, and we hope that relationships have been built, that you can have some connections with some of these kids, and that fruit will come from this endeavor today. Decisions. I'm going to address our younger people, since this is college night, and so we want to think more about the decisions that our young people will be making. And I'm thinking more in terms of those who are juniors and seniors and the upcoming decision about what you're going to do about college, about whether you're going to go to the trade school, whether you're going to go right into the workforce, those decisions you're going to be making. In many ways, the years between 18 and 22 are some of the most pivotal years of your entire life. The decisions you make during that time period are going to influence and impact the rest of your life. And they will impact that for good, and also they can impact the rest of your life in many ways, consequences that will affect your life in a bad way. And so we need to think about some very tough decisions that are ahead. I want to share three things as I thought about some of these tough decisions. In a moment, I want to share three of the most basic things that I want to encourage you to consider, and that will drastically impact whether you come out of these years much better off or whether you come out of these years with some problems that set you back in life. Before I do that, though, I want to tell you a story. It's a simple story about a man named Jim Martin. And he tells a story about when he was a junior in college and his family had gone away and they asked him to go. But he chose to stay back over Christmas and work a night job at UPS. And he chose not to go with them on Christmas. And he said as he was alone on Christmas, thinking about what a poor decision he made in staying home on Christmas while all of his family had left, it dawned upon him that it was time he start making some different decisions. Then he started owning up to the consequences of his choices. And he wrote down these things, and I want to read you what he wrote down. He was in college when he wrote this. I want you to listen. He said, "I realized that no one was holding their breath, waiting to see what I was going to do with my life. Most people had enough problems of their own. Number two, I could continue to not put forth my best effort in some of my classes at the university, but I was only hurting myself. I could learn from some of the frustrations I had experienced, brought about by my own choices. Or I could continue to make excuses. My future could be better, but I would have to make better decisions." And finally, he concluded, "Much of the work I needed to do in my life was relational. I needed to learn how to invest in people and get my focus off of myself." And he said the time he spent Christmas alone shaped the rest of his life, because he realized that I need to start making some different decisions with the choices I'm making. Young people, that is you over the next 5 years. The choices that you're making and the decisions you're making are going to have a tremendous impact. The three things that I believe are going to shape your life or what you do with these three areas. The first one is the decisions you make about media.
About media. Now, when I think about media, I want to first begin with
our phones, right? Young people, Most all of you, how many of you have your phone with you at this moment? Hold it up. You don't have to. Everybody's got your phone with you. When I was in high school, thinking about whether I was going to college, we didn't have that. There's a lot of blessings that come with that, but there's also a lot of challenges that come with that. It is said, some of the more recent studies, that those who suffer from internet addiction or phone addiction, they use it almost constantly, that over years their brain will actually have some of the same effects as those who are addicted to drugs. It can be a very powerful addiction. And then there's all kinds of challenges that come with our media usage. And the choices you make about how you handle media is going to directly, those choices are going to directly affect the rest of your life. In fact, we can think about things such as the books you read, the TV or movies you watch, the amount of relational components you have. In other words, do you have personal relationships with friends, or is it all just through Facebook and texting? Those type of things are going to directly impact what type of close relationships you build and also what you're putting into your mind. In the Bible speaks, for example, in Colossians chapter 3, in a very important way about us considering what we put into our mind. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. One of the greatest challenges that you have is that you have to constantly be monitoring all the things that are trying to get your attention. From all the stuff on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, all the things that are on the movies and TV, all these things are really competing for your attention. And they're doing that in very persuasive ways because they have millions of dollars behind them that are trying to recruit you and get your attention. And what you have to do is determine, what am I going to allow into my mind? Bible says, set our mind on things that are above. The choices you make about what you put into your mind through all the media that is out there, those choices, just like us as adults as well, are going to directly affect our future. In Psalm 119, David would write that I had made a covenant with my eyes that I would not look at worthless things. That he would not look at worthless things. You see, the content you choose will shape your heart. It can get you into all kinds of trouble. It can steal your joy and your friendships. And it can cause you to be focused on those things. And so there's a danger of becoming callous to sin. There's a danger of glorifying sin. And we can use media either in a positive way or in a negative way. We can use it to put good things into our mind, or we can use it to put very negative things into our mind. But the choices you make are going to impact you. The key, it seems to me, and this is one that as a 36-year-old preacher, father of four, Amanda and I struggle with this one and discuss this issue a lot. What are we going to be in terms of our self-discipline and our media usage? And what requirements are we going to have upon our children as they grow up and their media usage? And really it comes down to your parents are asking you these and putting limits upon you because they want you to develop self-discipline. Because it's not healthy to be on media all the time. It's healthy to be able to sit around with family and spend time with just family without everybody being glued to their phone. And so we have to learn to be self-disciplined. This is a movie that I shouldn't go watch with my friends. This is a TV show that I've watched it before, but I'm not going to continue to watch this season of this because it's not a show that's productive to setting my mind on things that are above. And the challenge, and this is a challenge that you're going to be facing for the rest of your life, is to be self-disciplined and to choose wisely. Media, and it's never been more accessible than it is now, is going to shape your heart. And what you choose to do about this area is going to directly impact the rest of your life. The next area is the area of relationships. I want to begin by saying that this is one of the reasons, and I know Ryan's mentioned this and agrees with this, this is one of the reasons why we have this day, Christian College Fair. This is one of the reasons why we want to encourage people to attend a Christian college. This is why one of the reasons we want to encourage those who go to Murray or UK to get involved in the student center there and get connected with the local church, because we understand the power of being around other Christians. I can think back to when I went to Freed Harmon and the difference that it made in my life. And it's not the Bible classes and the teachers and the faculty members. Yes, that makes a difference. But primarily those who are going to shape your life and influence you are your friends. And you might think about like what it is when you go to camp for the week up here at West Kentucky Youth Camp. You think about what a great experience that is because you're around like-minded individuals. Or you think about what it's like when you go to CYC and there's 5,000 this year? 6,000? 8,000. It keeps growing every year. 8,000 Christians. And how encouraging that is to be like-minded in faith, to have that common bond. That's why you need, through these formative years where you're developing your own faith, to be involved in a place where Christians are, where it's the norm. It is the peer pressure to be a Christian rather than the peer pressure to not be a Christian. And we're not saying, and I think all these representatives would tell you, that things are not always perfect at their schools. But there are good people who love the Lord and want to encourage you to love the Lord. We always used to joke at Freed Harmon about the bubble. And you would be in the bubble. And there were a lot of blessings to being in the bubble. And yes, there can be some negative things at times, but I tell you, it is great to find and develop your faith and to develop close relationships with one another because of the bond we have in Christ. And so relationships are so important. Be careful who you choose to spend time with. Be careful with your friendships and your associations. Of course, I cannot leave this point without talking about dating, right? Be careful who you choose to date, who you choose to get involved with in a close relationship. And so be careful about those things. Pray about those things. Notice the quote on the screen. A true friend cherishes your friendship with God more than their own friendship with you. Someone you're dating, if they're asking you to do things and they're encouraging you to do things, some of the things I talked about earlier, like watching shows and being involved in things, maybe participating in things that you're not comfortable with, that you shouldn't be doing as a Christian, they don't have your right motive, what's best for you, in mind. In 1 Corinthians 15:33, do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good morals. Paul said, a little bit will leaven the whole lump. We need to be cautious about our friendships. You choose your friends. I know that not everybody here is going to be graduating this year, but one of the neat things about going to college is that in many ways it's a fresh start. In high school, you know, you're known for your own reputation, whether that is a reputation maybe as a basketball player, as being good at some type of sport, or being good at academics, whatever it is. Maybe it's being known for some type of behavior you didn't want to be known for. Maybe it's you got into some problems and you kind of got known for that. College and going to college is neat because you get to begin in many ways anew. You get to establish new friendships. And you're not known just as because your brother or sister went through there or because you are a star on the team or something. You get to establish your own personality. And in many ways, you get to start over in building relationships and building friendships. And so think carefully about, is this someone I need to be running with? You know, we used to have a saying, and I guess it's still the saying, that if you run with the goats, you're going to smell like the goats. We need to be very careful who we run with. Exodus says, you shall not follow a crowd to do evil. Be careful your friendships. I asked on Twitter to my friends, and many of those are preachers and things, I said, what should I tell these young people? One of the responses I got back was really good. It was, tell them about Peter. He was strong with encouragers, and he was weak on his own. Think about that. Peter, when he was surrounded by others many times, he was strong. But when he got by himself, he struggled and was often weak. That's a common truth.
In Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God. Think about that when you go to choose friends and when you go to choose who you are dating.
The last quality I want to suggest is that you are going to make some very important decisions over the next 5 years about your faith. Notice that this is one that we as adults live under no illusion that your faith will be challenged. Your faith is going to be challenged in a lot of ways. It's going to be challenged with sinful environments. There's a lot of sinful environments that are out there. Whether it's talking about going to clubs, whether it's going out and partying, whether it's being involved in all kinds of wrong things, there are many sinful environments that are out there. The world is filled with all kinds of things. They're not new to your generation. Many of these things have been going on way back, even as far back as ancient days. Sinful environments have always been there, and I guess they will be until the Lord returns. But also, you're going to be challenged by professors. You're going to be challenged, and much of that is good, but it can be very dangerous if it is involving your faith. You're going to be challenged to what you believe in. You're going to be challenged regarding your basic belief in God. You're going to be challenged on basic moral teachings, whether we're talking about things that are right and wrong, whether it involves sexuality, whether it involves truth versus error, whether it involves can we know there's a truth, all kinds of things you're going to be challenged on. The creation versus evolution debate, you're going to be challenged on what you think about evolution and creation. You're going to be challenged by worldly friends who are going to say, why do you want to waste time going to church? You're going to be challenged by worldly friends who want to say, come on and go do this with me. You're going to be challenged. Know that the challenge is coming, and it's going to involve your faith. You will experience the freedom to choose. For maybe some of you, the first time you'll have the freedom, some Sunday morning in August 2013, wherever school you're at, maybe it's 2014 or 15 for you, Sunday morning's going to roll around. I don't know what they call it at some of the universities, but we used to call it Box Springs Church of Christ. And that attendance at that church always is going to find some new enrollees in August and September of the coming school year, right? Because the temptation is, you've been out late on Saturday night, you're worn out, to stay in bed and sleep away the morning. No one will really notice. Mom and Dad aren't there to get you up. You're not going to offend Mom and Dad. Oh, they might call, but what's the chances of them calling during worship and checking on me? By the way, Mom and Dad, we know where they're at. They're at worship, so they're not going to call, right? The temptation is there. The freedom to choose. The freedom to choose where you go on a Saturday night as well as where you go on a Sunday morning. You see, you have the choices. What kind of involvement are you going to have? There's going to be all kinds of things as well as opportunities that you'll have before you. And it comes down to Philippians chapter 2. Paul would write concerning this. I'm mindful of what Paul says here as it relates to those going to college. He says in verse 15, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation. As I said, the world has always offered plenty of sinful environments. A crooked and twisted generation. But notice what he says Christians are to do. You are to shine as lights in the world. Hold fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. Paul says, the world is wicked. The world is twisted. But you need to shine out like a light. You need to let your light shine so that others may see your good works, Jesus said, and glorify their Father in heaven. Your faith is going to be challenged, but what are you going to do about it? In John chapter 8, Jesus would say that if you abide in my word, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. You've been taught the truth. You've learned that Jesus was real, that he was raised from the dead. You've learned that God's word is true. Are you going to cling to that? As I think about this issue, you're really going to, over the next several years, determine
to make your faith your own. To make it something that you do, not because you have to, but because you want to. You see, you have the opportunities, and in many ways, it's a growing experience. Philippians 2:12 says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. I want you to have a passion for the church, for Christ and what He did for you, for it to truly become your own. And you're going to make decisions. And all these things really are going to be interrelated. How you control what you put into your mind. Who you choose to have a relationship with. Who you choose to influence you. And finally, what you choose to believe and what you choose to practice. Your faith. Are you going to hold to the teachings of Scripture? Are you going to hold to Christ as your Savior and be faithful to Him? You see, those are the things that are going to be the tough decisions that you're going to be making over the next few years. You know, as we think about this simple lesson,
all of us that are older, and even you that are younger, can think about, in fact, 8 years ago, not 8 years ago, it was 2008, so 5 years ago, I gave a similar lesson to the juniors and seniors at our Christian college fair then. But then over the last 5 years, many of those who were in that audience have made decisions around these three topics. And I don't have any one particular name in mind. But those in this audience I know can think about different ones. And we can think about, I can over my time here and over my time growing up when I think about friends that I went to high school with or went to college with. And we can think about these three areas. And some of them made good choices when it came to what they put in their mind, who they ran around with, and about their faith. But also some of them made bad choices about what they put in their mind, who they run around with, and their faith. You are going to have the same opportunity over the next 5 years to have this freedom. It's the freedom you've been wanting for the last 18 years. It's going to be your freedom now. And you're going to have the opportunity to make choices as it relates to what you put in your mind, who you run around with, and your faith. We pray, and we're here to encourage you and do all we can that you'll make wise, godly choices. And if we can ever help you, please call upon us. You know, as we close, let me say too that I always want you to remember that even though, just like the rest of us, you're going to make some bad choices, nobody gets it perfect, remember that God will always love you. And we as the church will always love you and want you to get your life right with God. And are always going to be waiting and praying for you to come home. Don't ever forget that. If you need to respond tonight, if you want to put Christ on in baptism, or if you need to rededicate your life, come as together we stand and sing.